Welcome to Deskmates, your Eurovision podcast. I'm Robbie. I'm your sober host.
And I'm Ken, and I'm your hangover host then. Yeah, still 2 days later, and I'm still feeling tired from that party.
Still hungover from the biggest party of the year?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, for you.
For you, for me.
Yeah. But, I mean, my biggest part of the year is usually after work where we do Eurovision.
Yeah, so that's soon coming up.
Yeah, and so that's my favorite after work we do. It's very fun.
So this is our Eurovision episode of the week.
This is everything else. So this is not Mellow. This is rest of world.
Yeah.
A little bit of housekeeping, Ken.
Okay.
You may or may not have seen that Bambi Thug Ireland's representative have got the official video out. Have you had a chance to watch it?
Yes, I have.
And how do you feel?
I still feel the song is shit, but it's better when you have a music video. You can do good things with visuals. Like she's absolutely better.
Yeah. The live performance is bad for a whole host of reasons, not least because it looks like it was shot in the back of someone's caravan. It was very low production. Whereas at least the video, you really get the artistic vision that they were going for. Now, I have a confession to make.
You like it?
I like it now. I hate myself for it, but yeah. Like,
my guess is like after these podcast sessions, when we come to May, you will like every song except one.
Oh yeah, probably. And I'll tell you which one.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. No, it's really grown on me, and especially listening to it on the recording, on the Spotify playlist. I still completely agree with how you feel about it and what I said originally. It's too stoppy-starty.
Yep.
It's too many genres. Now, the thing that I didn't mention when we talked about this when it came out that I'll talk about now is there's an artist called Poppy who does this, exactly this, but so well. And she's a really interesting character with a really weird past with like a relationship with one of her producers that went sour and all sorts of stuff. And she has a song that I recommend people, if you like Ireland, whoever you are, you weirdo like me, if you like Bambi Thug Doomsday Blue, check out a song by Poppy called 6 Feet Deep. It's very similar, like gothy witchy vibes with metal and then this weird like bubblegum pop kind of aesthetic. If you like that, check out Poppy 6 Feet Deep. Other housekeeping, or this is not housekeeping, this is more update, new news announcement, Ken. I only live by one rule, and that is new rules.
New rules.
New rules.
Yes. So right now when we are recording this, there's a meeting with all the heads of delegations. So now Eurovision really starts. I mean, now we have all the songs. We haven't heard all the songs, but someone has heard all the songs because they've been handed in to EBU today. And then also the Swedish production team and EBU started to tell the secret or the change of rules that they've done for this year. So there are some things coming up. So there are three big things. First, the Big Five and Sweden will be playing their songs live in the semifinals.
Okay. Yeah. And that's different because
they're usually just shown clips. So when we see rehearsals, they record them earlier in the day or one of the public rehearsals, and then you just see a snippet of them in the show with the artist there standing by a desk or something and talk about to the host for a short thing. And now they will play their whole, of course you can't vote for them because they're already in the final, but they will do their live show. So Germany, Sweden and UK will do the things on the first semifinal, and then France, Italy and Spain will do in the second one. So we will see them all and not like when everybody else has a break or something, but it's there properly. It will be in the starting order.
That's a step in the right direction. Obviously, I'd like to see them compete. So yeah, play in the semifinal because you're competing.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the semifinals, you vote when all the songs have been played, like you've done every year.
Yeah.
But at Saturday, they will start opening before the first song. So you can start vote for all these things before everything starts, which means that this year, previously, it's been a huge advantage to be in the end because it's 26 songs. So if you were there, like you always wanted the slots like in the second half and you wanted to be like 19, 20, 21, because people remember their memory is quite short.
Yeah.
Now you start in the beginning, you can start. Then, of course, you can wait and vote when it's in the end, then it will still be reruns. So you can do what you like. But this is how it used to be. It used to be like you were able to vote. Like it's like that in Melodifestivalen. You can vote for everything like from an hour, half an hour before. It's so in almost every music show that you can start to vote when the program starts, because people are engaged when they look at the song.
Right.
So if you start after, they lose engagement. It's just people want to vote when they hear, this is good, I vote.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the thing. So that's what Sweden decides to do this year. We go back and we do these kind of things.
And that's only for the final.
It's only for the final. Also, there's a new group. Last year, they started a new group called Rest of the World.
Yes.
So it's not just the countries in the contest anymore that sings. It's also a Rest of the World group. These people can vote a day before. So that will be open 24 hours. Because we have different time zones in this world. So if you're in Japan or anywhere and you want to vote, you can look at the clips from the semifinals and vote for your favorite song in that voting group. I mean, people have been raising voices for this, but I mean, it's a very small, it's one voting group. I don't think there would be so many people that want to vote like before. It's big fans. So yeah, but it's an interesting thing.
Can I just blow your mind and argue against what you just said? Because did you know that we have listeners in Japan?
Yeah,
do we? So if this podcast is reaching people in Japan, then I actually think that is probably a big group.
Yep,
it'd be interesting to see the numbers. Yep.
I'm totally pro this. I don't think it has any... I mean, I love people to vote when the song is there. I've been saying that, why are we waiting? Because it's such an advantage. And now, of course, people can say, yeah, but that means that the song that starts first, you can vote for that for like 3 hours more than the others. But that's not how it works. I mean, in theory, that could be the thing. In practice, it won't.
Yeah, and also the people who will vote for the first song, 3 hours later, they're not going to vote again.
No.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, exactly. So I mean, I think it's just a positive thing these were the three things: start before and then 24 hours for the rest of the world group. And of course, I mean, the fans hate Sweden because they think that we always change the contest. Blah blah blah. Do you know what just happened?
We recorded the previous episode.
No, what's also happened today and tomorrow is that the start order will not be revealed, but you draw if you're going to start in the first half or in the second half.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. So I don't think it's it might be going on now. I don't know. But yeah, that will happen.
And again, you're talking about the final.
Yes. Right. Also the semifinals.
Okay.
First half, second half. First
right.
half, second half.
Okay.
Final. No, I'm not talking about the final, of course, because we don't know yet.
But the final. The big five in Sweden.
Yes. Big five will draw if they're going to start in the first or the second half. That will happen during the week.
Okay.
It won't happen now. It will happen. So my guess is what they will do, like when the 10 from the first semifinal is going through, they draw like first and second half. And probably Germany and UK will also draw then.
Right.
The only country that has been drawing the positions already now is Sweden. Because we are in the final and we are the host country. And since Christer Björkman, who is the head of the contest, is the one setting the start order. He's not allowed to put his own country somewhere. So that's always drawn.
Oh.
So every year you draw that. So last year, I think UK was like last, something very good. They came.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were last,
yeah.
Which is like, of course, a dream to have your country like last. People were like, what? So what happens, do you think? Sweden draw today and we're first.
Oh, but that's also a good place to be.
Now it is, because now you can vote.
Okay, but no, traditionally first was okay, right?
Can you imagine the fans second, right now?
Yeah,
that these rules came the same
theories.
Day. Their tinfoil hats are having the field day right now. I would say, here's the interesting thing. Herreys, have you heard about them? Talking about Diggiloo Diggiley. The year they won in 84, they were first.
Wow.
Yep. Also in 94, Sweden started first. And now in 2024, it's something weird with fours.
Okay.
But I mean, Herreys won from the first. And now we do it again. Like, so suddenly we're honoring them. We talked about that last time in the last podcast. Now, 40 years later, we are honoring them with the same start number. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting thing. I think it's a good thing for Marcus and Martinus, because what we talked about, this very closeted, like nobody has seen the stage yet in the final. There are a lot of viewers just coming into the final. They get something completely different and they will get their audience going. And yeah, I don't think it's that bad. But of course, that we... 10 seconds after we just made a new rule that you can vote for the first song when you hear it, we draw the first. I mean, Jesus.
Bad timing.
Bad timing.
We have to assume that everything was done above board.
Yep.
And
it's not just Swedes in that room.
Yeah.
All of them are there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Although this episode won't go out until...
No. When you hear this, everybody knows about this already.
Everybody knows.
For me, it was very exciting in this room.
Moving on. Let's start.
I'm just not gay, I'm a geisha.
Oh my God. I'm glad you're in a good mood because we're going to talk about Israel, Ken.
Oh, we're starting there.
We're starting there. Let's pull the Band-Aid
off. So okay. Long story short here, the discussion has been, are they in, are they out? A lot of people, of course, want them out. They absolutely want in there. And now EBU haven't found a way to say something else. They were almost stopped because they wrote some political lyrics. Then they changed the lyrics. So October Rain became Hurricane. It's just rhyming very well. And they made a video. And I guess this is not the last time we will talk about Israel's participation this year in the contest. But for now, there's a song, and it's called Hurricane.
It's called Hurricane. We obviously already prefer the Serbian Hurricane.
Oh, yeah. In this podcast, we absolutely do. Eden Golan.
Eden Golan, Hurricane.
This hurricane.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
Just boring. Just done to death, yeah.
Yeah, here's the weird thing, because I got this yesterday and listened to it, and I was also like, this is quite boring, and my friends loved it. And it's not like they they're very much like me, try to be like, just listen to the songs here without getting everything else into it, because it just gets too overwhelming. But I also think it's quite boring. It's they thought they were, oh, it's the best ballad of the year, and I'm like,
no.
Really?
Who did we listen to last week with
Serbia?
Serbia, that's much better. Mm. If you're talking, you know, female ballads, that's a much better song.
Completely agree here.
In English, man, just
come why? On.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just
and it's also, here's the thing. This might be a hot take, but I mean, you write something obviously that they wanted to make a statement with, and then I had to water it down and just take everything away that meant something. Of course, we don't. Yeah. Want it to,
you understand what I mean.
But now you just get like Hurricane and I don't know. But what I will give it is like, there's money in this video. Jesus, like it looked flawless.
Now, my hobby this year is to compare things to Michael Jackson's songs. The video is like Earth Song, right?
Yes, yeah,
it's
like, something like that.
Getting blown. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brave of them to send the same artist as last year.
Yeah, isn't it? She looks the same.
It's exactly the same person. Same,
yeah.
They just, I think they just cloned them in a factory in Israel, like these pop star looking things. Have you seen the thirst trap videos, like on TikTok, of the Israeli armed forces doing, you know, they all look like this, but they're wearing the military outfit, and it's, you know, it's just them out there being like, oh, look what it's like.
Everybody's so beautiful here.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. At one point, everything's calmed down and we'll leave. We will discuss a bit what Israel has been in this contest and some good songs they've sent through the years.
The year they won most recently, I fucking hated the song.
Me too.
With a passion.
2018.
The chicken song.
Meta, I hated too.
So bad.
And I had to go there and I didn't want to go. But since I've had that, try to be like above it when it comes to the contest, I went there and it's, I'm just not going to offend anybody, but it's what's not a very pleasant. It's a weird place to be in.
I can imagine. Like I said,
a very weird place to be in.
Yeah.
It's been a trip for this country in this contest in many ways. So it's easy to forget that it's also one little last trivia question. They are the only country who have won and not competed a year after.
Wow. Okay.
Because they won 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So when Hallelujah won, which was a huge hit, like it's where everywhere in every language. I think there's an English version and a Swedish, whatever. The year after, they didn't want to do it 2 years because they had, I mean, back then you had to pay for it yourself. So they were like, we can't do it second year in a row. So it went to Haag. And then the Dutch people decided to put it on one of their holidays. So they were like, we can't compete this date. And they were like, sorry. So then they couldn't even come.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we did it. We talked about them.
We talked about them. We can leave them now. And I'm so happy that we both weren't very impressed.
Yeah. And thank God it's a boring song. So we don't have to talk about them anymore. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. Moving on to we've got two facing us here. Two of my favorite countries as a Nouveau Euro.
Yep.
Should we go to Portugal or Australia?
I haven't heard. Oh, I have heard one of them. Let's go to Portugal because I haven't heard that.
Brilliant.
I haven't heard.
Why is Portugal one of my favorites? In the last 5 years that I've been paying attention, they've had two of my favorite songs in those years.
Oh.
So, well, let's talk about last year first. Mm. La Curaçao.
Yep.
So my recollection is, and correct me if I'm wrong, The artist, whose name I've forgotten, she...
Mimikat.
Mimikat, please mimi back.
What are they feeding you? Mimikat, please mimi back.
I've killed Ken.
Oh my God, you killed Kenny.
Yeah. My understanding is she had tried to be an artist like 20 years ago and got absolutely rejected by the industry. So she went away and she started writing a song, and she was writing it for a long time and perfecting it. And that was Le Curaçao, is my understanding.
Okay. I'm not very...
look, that's the folklore. I like to believe it. So
I'm not a mimi cat or whatever her fans call herself.
You're not a mimi kitten.
Mimi kitten. I'm not the mimi kitten.
So, and look, it was, I really liked it. I really liked it as a song. It's not one of my favorites, but I really liked it. I thought it was fun. It was like cabaret-esque. It was like can-can. It was, only in Eurovision can you get these kinds of songs coming in. It wasn't bland. It wasn't the same song you've heard a million times, but it wasn't a winner.
Yep.
But you have to have those sorts of songs. So I really liked that one. But my favorites were Saudade. Mostly in Portuguese with a little bit of English in the chorus. Really good mix. Just a beautiful, like, we'll talk about this song more in the Sad Girl deep dive. Just an amazing Sad Girl song. And I really liked the production. I'm sure you disagree. The staging was just six women in a little circle facing each other. I think they were sat on chairs. And just these beautiful six-part harmonies. Like, it was like choral and amazing. Just beautiful, beautiful song. I love that so much. And I still listen to that song to this day.
Mm. Oh, I'm a bit sad that we didn't do like a Portugal deep dive.
We can do a Portugal deep dive. We can bring in my Portuguese friend. Now, the other song that I absolutely adore was a few years before. And it was The Black Mamba with Love Is On My Side.
It was the year before that.
It was the year before, yes, 2021. We talked about countries that send songs with no soul.
Mm, they are the complete different.
This is like, there's so much. That song is like amazing. Now, it is sung in English, which is a negative, and Portuguese is a beautiful language. But, I mean, I can't think of another song that as a person that likes music is more of a musician's song. It was so just beautifully written, beautifully performed. Yeah, and they sent it in black and white on the final, which was a stark choice.
I have Portugal famously had a super hard time in this contest. They never won. They were like never in the top. Usually, I mean, I think the best placement they had was like seven or something for ages. And then suddenly, it just happened in 2017 when we were in Ukraine. Ama Pelos Dois, I think. That's my best Portuguese. With Salvador Sobral won. Which, of course, was like the ultimate Portuguese song in many ways. I mean, it was just a man pouring his heart out. Literally, obviously, because he had a heart failure and he went into a transplant. So, it was, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
But there are... One of my favorite songs from Portugal is actually called Conquistador. I think you have probably some problems with that because it's the chorus, which is amazing, and it's from 1989, so it looks very 80s. Mm. And they just sing about their colonies. So it's like, that's how also I learned about Portuguese colonies, like Macau and all that.
Well, hey,
like,
no. Look, here's the thing. They're not hiding it. They're not the UK, or rather England, who tried to sweep it under the rug and go, no, Indians, they love us. No, they're owning it.
Yeah. I should probably like read that text today, what it's actually about. Like if it's like, this is our, I don't know, I have no idea. But as a kid, I loved it. Of course, it's still one of my favorites. But they have some two, three songs that I always like. If I would put together like a list for you of old Eurovision songs, they would be there.
Well, look, we haven't decided yet if we're going to continue this podcast after the final but maybe we do that.
We have to do something in April also.
Oh, I've got plenty of content for April. Don't you worry.
Okay, yeah, I will stick Portuguese songs into like other. We might not have to do like Portugal retrospective. We can do something. They can be put in if we do.
I mean, look, we did Croatia because there's a good chance they're going to win this year. Yeah. They're still number one in the odds, and it's an absolutely amazing song. Yep. Like, so
Let's see if Portugal is the same.
Now, I've listened to this already.
Okay.
This is not a winner.
Okay.
But it's a qualifier. I don't think it's a non-qualifier. Mm-hmm. But
exciting.
It's more of a Mimikat than a Black Mamba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different now animals.
I'm describing. Here. Yeah, yeah.
Different types of condoms.
But yeah, this is.
This are you a Mimikat or a Black Mamba?
This is a medium. This is Ayolanda with a song Grito. I like this. I don't think it's going to do well, but I do like this song. It's a sad girl song. It's got some really interesting elements that I don't think come across so well in the video. But if you listen to it on Spotify through headphones, there's some really interesting production choices with like little electro things in the background. It's a cohesive song. It's not like four songs in one, but it does have some variety. But I could see you were falling asleep watching
it. It's so Portugal. It's also a bit of Albania, like a woman screaming in the middle and then just like saying something. And it's just, this is not my type of music.
Yeah.
I usually have a very hard time for Portugal for the same reason that people adore it. Like it's almost just feelings and almost no music.
Mm.
But I like that they have like five white Fröken Snusk dancing around.
Yeah. So the thing is, watching your reaction to this, I think that they've got those dancers doing like street dance, like really like hip hop dance or whatever, to try and keep people interested visually, which is an interesting choice because I don't really think it matches the music. But is this a non-qualifier?
Borderline, I'd say, depending a bit on what it's going to fight against. I don't have this in my...
Yeah.
Head right now. I mean, they, yeah.
Look, I like this. I'm going to listen to this, but yeah.
It's not Sudade Sudade. I mean, that was a hit.
It's not as good as that, no. Okay, so moving on. Australia.
Oh, yeah.
The one we've all been waiting for. And by all, I mean me.
You.
Australia, one of my favorites, because they sent Voyager last year with the song Promise that if you have not listened to, I beg you after this to go and watch the video or watch the live version or listen to it because it's just a fantastic song. Finished ninth, which, you know...
That was really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
They got a lot of public votes, right? But they got... Not so many jury votes, I think, was how it worked out. But
it was in Melody Festival, handing out points.
They came first in their semi.
Yeah, okay.
Because that was purely on public votes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just a big one. The year before, one of my favorites as well, Sheldon Riley with Not the Same. I put it up there with John's Tears, Tootley Universe, in terms of a sad girl song sung by a powerful male performer. Just incredible. I loved it. I know you thought it was a bit dull, but yeah, it didn't do so well. I mean, 15th in the final, but yeah, just superb. And of course, a few years before that, they sent Zero Gravity,
which you'll also like.
We're working on Ken. also came ninth in the final, and also won its semi final. So you know, big things.
Do you know who Kate Miller-Heidke and Zero Gravity beat? Back in 2019 when they won in Australia.
No.
The guys we're just going to watch.
Okay.
Electric Fields.
Electric Fields. So they were in
the
selection.
They came second after her in the selection in 2019.
So yeah, Electric Fields representing Australia this year. They've competed before. I've watched this already and I've also done a little bit of research about them because I was intrigued by the video to read about them.
Mm?
So let's listen first. And then we can talk about it. So this is Electric Fields with One Milkalai. Milkalai? I think it's Milkalai.
Milkalai. One Blood in
English. It means One Blood in English. What you gonna do in the room? I'm looking at what you gonna do when you see Milkalai. Milkalai. Escape with us to the planets, to the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets. Milkalai. Look, this is not... Voyager, it's not Sheldon.
Nope.
It's not a big song,
nope.
But it's solid.
Yeah.
It is a good song. Now, I need to see what they're going to do with the staging because the video is dog shit.
Yeah.
self-indulgent. So boring. Boring shit. There's just the two of them. So it's two performers and they're topless. It's just their heads and they're like just vibing to the song. And it's got the lyrics over the top. Self-indulgent bullshit.
Yep.
Show me something about you.
Yeah, like, exactly. Show me something.
Perform.
Just perform it otherwise.
Give me a narrative.
Yeah, exactly. This is like a lyrics video.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
So boring.
Still boring.
Now, very interestingly, they describe themselves. I think they both identify as he, him.
Okay.
But they describe themselves as feminine brothers.
Oh.
Which I thought was an interesting. I think that's how we should start to
identify. I don't know. I don't know.
No? Okay. Nah,
I don't know. Not with that beard.
He's got a mustache.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can have the earrings.
Sure. Mm. Now, it's them. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. I made a big song and dance about the UK.
Yeah.
Not sending any songs in. And we didn't really cover this. I lent more into there is talent coming out of Scotland and Ireland. Mm. But yeah, we didn't really cover the languages. In the UK, and I don't know them all, but you have Welsh, you have Northern Irish Gaelic, you also have Scots and Scottish Gaelic, which are two different languages. So there's all these other languages that aren't English. Australia, famously, you might not know this, but they have a native people, the First Nations people who were there before white people, Aborigine in English. And they have a multitude of languages as well, at least two. And both of them are represented, as far as I understand, in this song, which is great.
Yeah,
it's in English because there's obviously a lot of English spoken in Australia, but they're also including the languages.
Yep. Nice.
United Kingdom.
Well done.
Do this.
Yeah.
Sing it in English, but get some Welsh and some Gaelic in there. Yeah, like throw it in.
Sounds like you're doing a stew.
Make a nice hot pot of language. Because look, it can do it, and it's a solid song. This is not a bad song. It's
a boring song.
It's a bit disco. It's nice. I like
it. It's boring.
Okay. Well, we disagree.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they will have a hard time. Also, I mean, yay, I'm all pro they feminine brothers take on this. But yeah, I want to see what they do on stage. They will have a hard time being feminist brothers with this song to get a lot of votes from Europe, is my guess.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just what I like. I feel it's a feeling I have that it can be hard. I have no idea. I just hope. Here's the thing. I don't remember it now because it's 2019 and I don't remember what I ate 2 days ago. But I think I like the song that were there because, of course, I hated the number Zero one Grammy, they got. So, but I remember that more like electric something else than this watered down disco.
Mm. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. This year, there are very few that I think are just bad songs.
Mm.
There's a lot of samey, and then there's a lot of Windows 95 Man, Europapa, like just really, really on the extreme. This is the samey, so it's not going to stand out, but it's not bad. I don't think it's bad.
No.
But it's not going to win.
It's not going to win. It might not take them to the final.
Yeah. That's the risk. Yeah, depending on which semi they're in. If you're in the semi with all of those big songs, then you're going to struggle, I think.
Oh, they are in the same. Look at this. They will compete against Ireland.
Okay.
Croatia.
Oh.
Lithuania.
Yeah.
Serbia.
Mm.
Mm? Finland.
Okay.
Luxembourg.
Some big names.
Yep.
Big songs.
Yep. I haven't been studying this. I take everything in small potions.
We'll look at this in some more detail closer to the time.
Yeah.
Now, looking at Australia's history, they've obviously only been in the contest since 2015, but they've only not qualified once.
Yep.
2021. Yep. So, yeah.
And then she wasn't even there. She was doing it from home because it was a pandemic, so she couldn't travel. Oh. So she had to do it like at home, which was a bit weird.
Yeah.
And with this like going on, everybody else was doing live music for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was a bit unfair, but that was a shit song also. But it was a bit unfair.
I don't even remember that one.
Nope.
Looking at the name. Yeah, okay. Well, you heard it here first. They won't qualify.
Oh. I don't think so.
It's a shame.
But I mean, they are together with Portugal also that we just... Okay. And Iceland. So, I mean, they have things.
Ooh, okay. Maybe the odds are going up now.
Ukraine is there too. Jesus. Ah. And Poland.
So we don't know. We can't call it, but it's a tough one.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Australia. So moving on. Let's go to Greece, Ken.
Yes.
Ken, have you heard this song?
Have you been to Greece? I've heard this song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's just play it.
Yep.
I've got some.
Have you heard the song?
I have heard this song. And interesting. I've got some, things to say about it.
It's Marina Sati with Sare. I think that's the first song that we have seen all through.
Yeah, because
from the whole season.
You can't pause it and risk missing something because it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like 2024, it's wild that Greece has sent the weirdest song because there's a lot of weird songs.
Yep.
But this is the weirdest. Like, I mean, I kind of, obviously this is Brit in me, I like it because it's weird, but I don't know what I like about it. It's hard to like.
I really, really like it.
Do you?
I really like it. It's Sari means dice, by the way.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I used to have a deskmate that were Greek. We can call him the Greek. Okay. I mean, we can give them names. We have the Irish guy, we have the doctor, and now we also have the Greek.
Right.
So the Greek, he knows nothing about Eurovision. He's not very interested. But this woman, he knew about before.
Okay.
So this is an artist that he used to listen to. So he sent me some clips of music that she's done. And it's like this. It's weird. So the thing is, you know, I've been sitting here for like weeks talking about how much I hate when it's like start and stop and so many songs in one and all these kind of things. And now this comes along and you would think that I hate it. But she owns this. It's so obviously that this is what she does.
Right.
This is her music.
There's an authenticity.
Exactly. She owns it. But of course, it's weird. I have no idea how this will. I mean, I think people like instinctively hate it. Like, right. I think people will be like, what kind of shit is this? Blah, blah, blah. And don't understand that it's like, maybe she's something. I mean, this is very much coming from somebody who knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, and I also think that there is something in this da, 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 that is something that just captivates me. So I'm with you here. It's just like, I don't really understand what I like because it has everything that I shouldn't like, but I can't stop looking at it. And it's such a weird, weird like postcard from Greece. It's like, ironically, like she's going around.
So the video, if you haven't seen it, is produced like a travel diary of a 16-year-old girl in 1994. Like it's like covered in little stickers and things, and it's so quirky. And then there's like adverts for like feta along the bottom and olive oil.
And cats are jumping up and down. And there's like,
It's just weird. It's just weird.
It's very weird.
Now, My Nouveau Euro side of me is going, is this appealing to a certain nostalgia for when Greek songs sounded like this? Like with the little weird...
You know, I don't know. I think what they've done is like listening to us. They like, what's the trends? Oh, you have to sing in your own language.
Yeah.
You have to put in like folklore influences.
Yeah, yeah.
You need this very original things that people are like, what the shit is this?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Nouveau Euro fans that usually go, like, they love Switzerland from the first listen. This is too weird for them also,
I think.
Yeah, it's not like I've got a big response on this at all, in the fan community. Well, but it's 14 on the odds, so it's not like, I think the expert or whatever we will call people that put a lot of money into this don't know either, because this is something you need to see. And I mean, if she's good and can do it with that confidence that she has in this video, I think it could be something.
Look, if she's already an established name, then clearly she's going to perform well, I would imagine.
Exactly. I mean, she can absolutely sing.
Unlike Greece last year.
Yeah.
That poor guy. let's talk about Greece in recent years. His name was...
Victor
Vernichos. He was one of the youngest, was he?
Yeah, he was very young.
Yeah. Young lad, and he had a song called What They Say, and he just looked so excited to be there. Like, he couldn't stand still. Like, he looked like a kid who'd had too much birthday cake at a party. Do you know what I mean? He was like bopping around the stage.
Yep.
And the song was fine, but it was a bit, there was nothing special about it. Now, the year before, they sent
Die Together,
which is another one of my all-time favorite Sad Girl songs. But half Greek, half
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
It's a trend, the Norwegians.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Magical combination. Amanda Tenfjord.
Exactly.
And that was, yeah, one of my favorites. It finished top 10. Victor last year didn't qualify. I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea with this either. No idea. But I mean, it's a great risk. But I mean, the song last year was very much like sounding like a British, whatever, regular song. It was an okay song, but I mean, yeah, I think I liked it last year. But I mean,
I liked the song. It was fine. But yeah, I mean, sung in English, this is clearly in Greek. with a couple of spikes of English in there.
She's just like once in the beginning, just like, I'm going to do this my way. And then she's not singing in Greek.
She says, throw your hands up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you need to watch this.
Yep.
If you don't do anything else, watch this video for Marina Sati with Zari. It's just
bonkers.
It's just fucking weird. And in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Everything we want.
Everything that we're looking for.
Yep.
And that, Ken, feels like a great place to end.
Yeah, it's nice to start, to end with something that we really like.
Really like, for all the wrong reasons. So, if you want to get in touch with us, you can DM us on Instagram. You can email us at
deskmates@gmail.com.
Wow. And you can reply directly under the episode in Spotify or, you know, smoke signals, carrier pigeon, whatever you want to do.
Oh, pigeon would be nice.
Yeah.
I haven't got a good pigeon in a while.
Actually, as a vegan, I can't receive a carrier pigeon.
No, can't. Okay.
Listen, until next time. Mimi cat, please, Mimi back. Thanks. Bye-bye. Good.